A part of the gallery and collection is displayed in the ground floor corridors, which begins with events after World War I. In front of the central pool with thermophilic species is a model of an admiral's ship named after Emperor Franz Joseph I's personal motto, Viribus Unitus, which means with united forces. This is the first of four Austro-Hungarian battleships known as dreadnoughts, whose name means fears nothing. Ships of this class were the largest warships of the Austro-Hungarian Navy, displacing 20,000 tons, measuring 152 meters in length, and armed with 12 plus 305mm caliber cannons. Viribus Unitus was the ship on which the most Croatian sailors perished, with some sources indicating up to 400 of them. Viribus Unitus sank on the second day after Emperor Charles I's decision to dissolve the Imperial and Royal Navy. The attack on Viribus Unitus took place during the interregnum, i.e., the time of handing over Austro-Hungarian ships to representatives of the state of Slovenes, Croats, and Serbs, SHS, and the signing of the armistice between Austria-Hungary and the victorious Allied powers. In a long-organized, secret operation, two Italian naval divers sank the ship anchored in the port of Pula on November 1, 1918. One of the main causes of the sinking of Viribus Unitus was the open or inadequately sealed doors.